WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8, and it is 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Three of the four Brazos County primary races that are advancing to runoff elections involve Justice of the Peace positions.
Two of those primaries involved Republican candidates. In Precinct 1, Kenny Elliott received the most votes.
First of all, there's a lot more work into a campaign than I ever realized, but it's been a very good experience. I've met a lot of great people, and it's been a positive experience.
Elliott's opposed in the runoff by Joshua Benn.
Getting out and meeting with folks is really the best thing to do. It's a two-way street because not only do they get to learn about me, but I get to learn about them.
In Precinct 2, Tommy Munoz received the most votes.
We worked hard. You know, it was a tough race. Got to meet a lot of people. You know, there's a lot of new people downtown.
Munoz is opposed in the runoff by Terrence Nunn.
Just expanding on what I've done and getting out and talking to more people than I was able to get to.
All the Brazos County primary results are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
In House District 12, Democrat Marianne Arnold won her primary and will face incumbent Kyle Cassell, who had no primary opposition. In House District 13, which includes Burleson, Grimes, and Washington counties, Republicans Jill Wolfskill and Ben Lamont advanced to a runoff from a field of five candidates. In Senate District 5, incumbent Charles Schwartner won the Republican primary. He will face Meg Walsh, who won the Democratic primary. Both of those winners received more than 70% of the vote. Employees from the City of Bryan's Public Works Department will make repairs to the pavement on a street that could not hold a fully loaded Bryan School District bus. The driver's side rear tires fell into a hole on Crenshaw near Ursuline while students were on their way home yesterday. No one was hurt. Parents were called and the students moved to another bus to complete their trip home. A Bryan woman arrested 4.5 years ago has pleaded guilty to a charge of kicking a Bryan police officer in the face while trying to put her in a patrol car. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reported there was a plea agreement with 35-year-old Kawana Johnson, who was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for assaulting a public servant. Since that incident in November 2015, Johnson was in the county jail 7 more times. According to online court records, prosecutors were barred from proceeding with a charge of attempting to stab someone and driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. In all, according to online records, she has been in the county jail 13 times in the last 11 years. One of the Bryan Police Department's canine officers was used to track down 3 teenagers who were arrested last Sunday for evading arrest. The arrest report also noted the handler chose not to send Blitz into a drainage ditch where one of the suspects was standing in at least 80% water. 2 of the 2-legged officers went into the water to bring out 17-year-old Jabori Woods, who went to jail for the second time in a month. Also arrested was 17-year-old Marco Alonso, who had been out of jail for 10 days after serving 6 weeks for misdemeanor assault. And a 16-year-old was taken to juvenile detention. The group is accused of jumping out of an SUV that an officer was trying to stop for driving without headlights at 8:30 Sunday night. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has issued the call for volunteers to visit local businesses later this month.
We've been able to visit as many as 1,200 businesses in one day.
The Chamber's community liaison, Royce Hickman, says Chamber Day is an opportunity for business owners and decision makers to talk about local business climate.
You know, a lot of times we've been able to hook them up with departments of the city on issues they've had. And folks from the city, the police department, all of these folks join us and go out there.
Hickman says it's a one-of-a-kind event.
One of the interesting things is people that sign up in the morning, and then at noon they come over and say, do you have room for me this afternoon?
You can volunteer for the March 29th event online at bcschamber.org. Each year, the Twin Cities hold public hearings to collect opinions on how to spend federal money to assist low and moderate income households.
Every year we work with City of Bryan. They have really great folks in their community development office. We fund local nonprofits. We have housing programs. We can do public facility activities, which are streets and sidewalks, sewer projects to help development move forward.
David Brower with the City of College Station says if you missed last night's public hearing, you can fill out an online survey at cstx.gov. A similar meeting for Bryan residents is tomorrow night at 6 at the Municipal Office Building. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 46 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Good morning. It's 8:11, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Another bright and sunny March day in the forecast. High pressure stays in control. Temperatures are up to about 60 to 65 with all the sunshine today. Overnight, we're going to be clear. We'll be 40 to 45. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine. High somewhere between 65 and 70 tomorrow afternoon. It becomes partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Mostly cloudy day on Friday. Highs anywhere from 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here goes 8:12. I hate this. I had saved something to play. I've played it a couple of times, and I can't remember.
I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, gummit. Well, and it's the important piece. That thing about the guy explaining how to enter the freeway.
Our PSA from our trooper buddy.
How did you lose that?
I don't know. I just don't remember what I named it. It's somewhere.
Oh, gosh. Well, we'll find it.
Oh, I know. But, I mean, I was just looking outside and made me remember that we need to be doing that, again, once a week. I'll have to get them to put it on the log.
Go the speed limit, people.
Yeah, because I thought, well, maybe traffic is it. And then
thanks to the WTAW.
See, that's it.
Okay, hey, Bill.
I thought Bill jumped into the studio for a second.
No. That's what I thought, because I thought I called it traffic. So
gotcha.
These are the things that we stress over, folks, just so you know.
For 6 hours a day.
Exactly. Oh,
man.
I hate that.
Every day for 5 days.
That, and then we found out, of course, that the smartest and most talented people never make money. It's the dumb, stupid, low people.
That makes me feel better then.
I know.
I'm just poor the rest of my
really
life.
I'm really smart and poor.
But today is the day. Today is to know about your own name day.
Yeah.
All right.
So, all right, I'll start off. So it's pretty easy because my first name isn't Scott, but that's what I go by.
Yes.
Anyway. It's English, and it means people from Scotland. Duh.
Hey.
Yeah, what do you know?
Okay.
What are the chances that there would be anything different?
Mine is English. Chelsea is English, and it means port for chalk or limestone.
What?
Yeah.
Port?
Yeah, I knew that. Like a port for ships, because Chelsea was it was a district on the northern bank of the River Thames in western London.
Right.
And where apparently there was a lot of chalk and limestone.
Okay. But still, your parents weren't thinking of chalk and limestone when they
definitely
named you
not.
Chelsea.
No, mm-mm.
We know what the origin of the name is. We
right.
just, okay.
Right. Right.
Okay. Maybe they were thinking of the soccer team.
But it was starting, no, they weren't. But it was getting popular in the 80s. It reached its peak in 1992, so I was kind of a trendsetter. I'm just going to put that out there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, did you find that on that website, too?
Not on that one. I was looking earlier.
You found earlier. Yeah. All right, so we now know about that. All right, and we're doing Zachary, or are we doing Zach? What are we doing?
Zachary's the actual legal name.
That's where we're going.
Yep.
Well, did you look it up?
Oh, no.
I
didn't know that was. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
He didn't check
guys.
His text messages
no, he didn't.
Here.
Well, I actually said to him, I sent you a text message.
Well, I was.
I know. You were doing other things.
Yeah, I was doing stuff.
He got distracted from my control room into his room.
It says Zachary's a Hebrew name.
Yep. Hey,
I'm not
you are.
Even Jewish.
Okay.
Hebrew meaning in the name Zachary is remembered by God.
Hey.
So, yeah.
That's much better than chalking a guy from Scotland.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
But now it's in the past tense, though.
Oh.
Remembered.
God has remembered.
He's remembered me.
Okay.
But at least I'm on his mind. That's good.
Good for you.
Sure.
All right, here we go. According to a new report, Federal Trade Commission, more millennial. Well, I'll do that story in a minute. First, let's do the most common millennial names.
While
we're on millennials. Millennials were really the last generation to get basic names, okay? Because the names that today's kids are getting are...
weird.
Different. Different. Yeah, let's just say
be
different.
Be nice.
The baby naming website Nameberry just released a list of the most common names for millennials based on the data for babies born between 1982 and 2004. Here are the fairly benign results. For women, top 10 names are Jessica, Ashley, Amanda, Sarah, Jennifer, Emily, Samantha, Elizabeth, Stephanie, and Lauren. And none of them have weird spellings.
Okay.
The only thing that you could say is this Sarah has an H on it.
There's some Sarahs that don't.
But that's pretty much straightforward.
And Stephanie can be spelled different ways.
I guess it could. Yeah.
Sure.
For guys, it's Michael, Christopher, Matthew, Joshua, Daniel, David, Andrew, James, Joseph, and John.
Okay.
So there.
I feel like those have been popular for a long time.
And they have, right? And that's what they're saying is that's the last group where it's basically where it's you know,
normal.
Okay. Now, let me see, but one of my kids was born in 82.
Those are names we've heard in history books.
Right.
So, you know, even if they were,
And also they would be family names because they had been traditional before that, too.
True.
So two major sources for coming up with that rather than, like, seeing a road sign.
Right.
Or a name in a movie credit.
I mean,
I like the movie credit thing. I really do. I thought, what a great idea.
Lots of ideas there.
Basically wait and go through the credits and write things down. All right, but millennials have simple names, but they're apparently stupid. Millennials are just stupid.
Okay.
Just dumb.
According to a new report from the Federal Trade Commission, more millennials lost money to scams than their grandparents last year.
Really?
That's what it says here.
They're probably, more vulnerable because they're on more websites.
That's fair. That's giving them some shade. That's fair.
Just because there's probably more opportunities to scam millennials than there are older people.
40% of U.S. Americans in their 20s fell for some kind of fraud last year versus just 18% of people over 70.
Yeah, that's what that is. It's just traffic. Yeah.
Now, older people fell for the scams that lost more money.
Ooh.
Average fraud victim there taken for about $600. Average fraud for the youngs was $400. Most successful scams were fake debt collectors, identity theft, which includes credit card, and tax fraud, second most successful. So, in other words, just saying you owe me money, send me money, seemed to work. All right, so there you go. Millennials with common names, and they're stupid. All right, but that's okay, because right then we figure out that, stupid and lucky works. Fat, dumb, and stupid is no way to go through life. Isn't
right.
That what Dean
I don't know. Is that true?
Yeah, no, that's and it's true. That.
Yeah.
But
hey, going back to the names, if you would like to share the meaning of your name with us, you can always text us if you want to. 979-695-1620. That text line is now powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you.
You gotta wait. We'll get to you. Jeez.
Oh, did they get upset?
I don't know if they got upset. They just. Maybe they've been on hold on their cell phone.
By the way, we got a text before I even looked up my name. She already knew. She must have a family member.
Oh, yeah,
member.
Sandy.
Yeah, Sandy texted us in. She listens and texts in a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she already knew what my name meant.
There you are. Well, good. That way you've got people. See, again, it's our listeners.
Our listeners. They just make the show.
Kellogg's picked the name Pop-Tarts because Andy Warhol's pop art movement was huge when they introduced the product in the 1960s.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Pop-Tarts.
I think of like popping out of the toaster.
Right, exactly, but not it.
Andy Warhol was an interesting dude.
Do we have some insight?
Well, he just, do you know anything about him? He's an artiste.
He was. Hello.
So most of those male names, you may have already said this. I don't know when I call you, I can't hear the show. But they're biblical names. They're all from the Bible: John, Joseph, David.
Yeah.
And my firstborn was also in '82. I was going to have a son. I'm sure of it. His name is Daniel, And dang it, a girl popped out. So we switched it to Danielle.
There you go.
There you go. That works. So
that's very good. Thanks.
Had a girl. Isn't that the worst?
I worked with a guy, and his name was Johnny. Okay, his first name was Johnny.
Johnny.
Okay.
Johnny Manziel?
No. And so he had a son, and he named him John Boy.
John Boy.
That was his real name, was John Boy.
Yeah. And then he had a daughter, and he named her Jonelle.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, he was Cajun. That may have been the reason.
Okay.
All right,
well,
so anyhow,
it's almost as bad as Foreman.
Andy Warhol.
Well, I mean, he was an artist. He was an interesting guy. Most artists are. They're just weird people.
Zach knows nothing about him.
I do. Well, if you look at any of his paintings, I think you could take that away from it. Or any of his artwork.
He did a Campbell soup can.
Yeah.
Giant Campbell soup can.
He just did pictures of people and did it like different colors. And people were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
What are artists supposed to do?
I don't know. Original stuff? I don't know.
See, well, but again, it depends on the kind of artist, you know. And because I know a guy who's an artist. And we talk about art.
Yeah.
And, you know, he goes to museums and sees stuff. And he's worked in different media. He's changed, you know, what he works in from time to time. But I agree with you from the standpoint of there was a piece on some kind of artist who had, quote, influenced other artists.
Oh, yeah.
And basically what they did is they just copied what he had done.
Right, right.
But instead it's, quote, influenced by them.
My uncle teaches at the Art Institute in Chicago.
Okay.
And he does sculpture.
All right.
And his stuff is weird. Like, I don't understand it. It's hard for me to look at it and be like, oh, that's good
it's
or
abstract.
That's bad.
Do you ask him how he came up with that
clown I really haven't had it. When I went to Chicago this summer, we visited his studio.
Okay.
And, you know, it just looks like a big, like, workshop of stuff just everywhere.
Industrial type stuff.
Oh, yeah. And he uses all sorts of things in his sculptures. And so it's all really interesting. But, again, I just am not that brain.
You're not that, like, right. Well, you're not wired that way.
I'm not wired that way.
Hey.
Yeah, the pastor that married my wife and I 41 years ago, his first name was Claire, middle name Leroy, and his wife's name is Johnny.
Okay.
Claire, Johnny. Okay.
That is interesting.
I've known a guy named Claire. I forget when.
Okay.
Really?
I have. I have heard of
it. It wasn't
before.
Short for Clarence?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Nope.
Just curious.
So, well, and you know, the thing when it comes to artists and creating, I don't get songwriting. I don't know how they do it.
Oh.
Like Bob Dylan?
Do not. Well, anyone.
So have you seen I'm not musically inclined either, but have you seen Dewey Cox Walk Hard, the movie with John?
Yeah, it's a long time
ago. Yeah,
John C. Riley.
Yeah, it's a parody, and there's a period of his life, you know, he's going through all these different periods, and they take stuff away, a lot of from Walk the Line with Johnny Cash is used in there, and they also do one where he basically turns into Bob Dylan for a little while.
All right.
And he's writing these songs, and it's just a bunch of random words.
Yeah.
Random words that he's singing / saying. But, yeah, no, I agree. Songwriting is interesting, too.
Hey there.
Hey, the book you're looking for is called Know the Name, Know the Person by Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
Know the Name, Know the Person.
Sharon. Right.
Thank you. We have listeners telling us about books. What other radio station has that?
Yeah.
You go next door on Maverick, they're just waiting to play the next Toby Keith song. We got people talking books here.
Hey, someone texted in and said, Zach, that they highly recommend reading The Philosophy of Andy Warhol. It's a trip. His favorite artist.
I'm just saying, he was, if you've seen a picture of Andy Warhol and his hair, you would know that this guy's kooky. This guy is a little bit different than everybody else.
Okay, we're now talking about books about Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
We're not even talking Andy Warhol.
We're talking books
about Andy Warhol. Wow.
By the way, somebody also texted in, back to names. We're going back and forth.
Okay.
My dad's name is Joyce. Mom's name is Billy.
Huh.
Oh, that's interesting.
But Billy's spelled B-I-L-L-I-E.
Okay. Right, which is more so a female way to spell it. But yeah,
But coming back to artists, I'm more of a Norman Rockwell kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's interesting. I was reading about Grant Wood.
Oh, yeah, him too.
That's the guy who painted American Gothic, okay? Not a husband and wife. It's his sister and, like, a farmer.
Okay.
Or some guy's like an insurance salesman. I don't know. But also, if you go back and look at some of the other art that he did, some of it's quite dark. I mean, they have one that's an oncoming accident on a road, and you can see that it's going to grow.
Sorry. I'm responding. You can hear me. I'm responding to our texters.
That's okay. It's high def. That's why we can hear that. But it's interesting because if American Gothic is all that you hear. See, she turned her microphone off.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Trying not to be rude.
I thank you. I appreciate that. But you find out that artists do other work beside what they're famous for.
Yeah.
That might tend to tell you a little bit more about them. But I found that to be interesting because American Gothic, you know what that is. And then
right.
You find out he was doing kind of dark stuff, too. So.
Yeah. And people are bringing up a very, very good point. Nowadays, gender and names really do not always correlate
at
all.
You are so right. Oh, you're so right.
Especially with girl. I feel like a lot more girls, people are using normal, like what would normally be a male name.
Right.
You're hearing that a lot more with girls.
Well, and that's, and when you get in the business world, you need to think about that. You need to absolutely think
Someone
about that.
Someone texted in and said they were his sister and dentist.
Who's?
In the picture.
The
I
dentist
think.
Was a dude.
Sorry,
with the
we are going from names to art back and forth.
Okay, it was a dentist. Okay, thank you. Okay.
With
okay.
A, I don't know, with a pitchfork? Why that was his dentist
well,
tool.
Well, no, that just no. Had, he had to have the look. That's it.
Oh, my gosh. If you're scared enough to go to the dentist, you imagine him waiting there with a pitchfork?
Well, I know that I saw a photograph that had them standing next to the painting, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Wikipedia, the figures were modeled by Wood's sister, Nan Wood Graham, and their dentist, Dr. Byron McKeeby.
Wow.
Byron.
Now, did they mention, like, Wreck on a Country Road? Did they mention that?
I just
painting?
Looked up American Gothic.
Okay,
I didn't look.
All right, okay. Anyhow, croissants are originally from Austria, not France.
Okay.
They were created in the 1600s in Austria. And
Thank
didn't
goodness.
Make it to France
I love a good croissant.
Until the next. And you know, man, I'll tell you who makes those good croissants is Jack in the Box. Wow. Those.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't like Jack in the Box.
Yeah, because I think about them for not only that, but also
tacos.
Yeah.
Sure. Because we've already discussed how they can sit on your seat for
I
like a month.
I haven't been to a Jack in the Box in a while.
It's been a while.
They've like renovated all of their locations, though. They all look pretty nice.
Well, except for the one that they closed in the Kroger shopping
Maybe that's
center.
Why I haven't been. That's the closest one to me.
They closed that bad boy down a while back.
A long time ago.
Boarded up the windows. And
see ya.
It could become something else.
Maybe.
It could be.
It's
like
a weird parking lot, but it's lots of traffic.
That
so.
And the birds. Keep those dang birds away from you. Napoleon was just under 5'7".
Yeah, he was a little guy.
No, 5'7"?
Oh, that's not too bad. I knew he was really short. I always thought he was like 5'1".
Scott's getting upset.
No, I'm just saying
easy.
Back then, especially, it was right?
It was above average.
Right.
It was above average. It's just a matter of we have that
I do love Napoleon ice cream.
Oh, my gosh. It's officially gone off the rails now. It's 8 o'clock.
I don't have
it's the 8 o'clock hour.
I got it. Okay. Oh,
like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof.
Oh, it was going so well right up until then. All right, let me see. I got a Dow report right around the corner for you.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Colter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Bowman Business and Tax Services, an authorized IRS e-file provider.
Only a few decades ago, fighting pornography was a major part of local and federal law enforcement. Of course, the internet changed all that. But America's smallest state may be launching its own war against online porn. Or maybe they're just trying to cash in. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update. The war, if that's what it's called, is the brainchild of two Rhode Island state senators who have concocted a bill requiring all internet service providers to block, and I'm quoting now, all sexual content and or patently offensive material unless the customer makes a request to the internet provider in writing and then pays a fee of $20 to unblock all the porn sites. The fee is the key, because with millions of hours of new porn flowing in from all over the globe, making it impossible to stop and using vague words like offensive, are they really trying to control online porn, or are they just trying to quickly generate millions in new revenue as a censorship tax? Why not call this what it is? I'm Kim Komando.
Why just listen to the Kim Komando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television?
This is so cool because you're so nice.
Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing.
I have been following you for years, and you've made me pretty much a genius.
But Kim's Club is so much more. You also get security and data breach alerts, priority calling into the Kim Komando Show.
My favorite digital goddess. I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
And Kim's Club offers discounts for everyone over 50, former and current military, and all service personnel. It's never been more affordable to be a Kim's Club member. So stay up to date the easy and fun way, because these days you can't know too much about technology.
And it's like you're our friend on the radio, and I just think it's awesome.
Go now to club.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, club.commando.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Four Brazos County primary races are advancing to runoff elections in May.
The most crowded of those fields involved the five Republicans running for district clerk. Margaret Meese received the most votes.
It's been stressful. It's been a lot of fun, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Meese will face Gabriel Garcia, who edged Crystal Kelly.
I can't express how excited I am to experience this.
The least crowded were the three Democrats running for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 4. Selena Vasquez received the most votes.
We worked very hard to build a coalition of our community, a coalition of voters.
Vasquez will face Manny Aguilar in the runoff.
It's not new to me, the runoff. I just, you know, got to go out and hit the streets again, meet the people, and encourage them to go vote again.
All the Brazos County primary results are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We are about 3 weeks away from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce annual Chamber Day event.
And what we do is we just have volunteers and we go out and visit businesses, thank them for being in business here, thank them for the jobs they've created, and see if there's anything we can do to help them.
The Chamber's community liaison, Royce Hickman, says volunteers in past years have visited up to 1,200 businesses.
It's not a big sales deal. If you're not a Chamber member, we'll walk in and say, hi, thank you. Obviously, if you want more information, we'll give it to you, but we're not out there pushing the memberships. We're just pushing business in Brazos County.
You can volunteer for the March 29th event online at bcschamber.org. Low and moderate income residents in the Twin Cities have opportunities to tell officials how federal money should be spent on housing and other needs.
It all has to benefit low and moderate income folks primarily, but we want input from citizens. What are the most pressing needs? To be educated about what the grants can do, but then to tell us, here's what we think are the most pressing needs and the way you should go with using those funds so that we can use the dollars in the best way possible.
David Brower with the City of College Station says an online survey is available at cstx.gov. A similar meeting for Bryan residents is tomorrow night at 6 at the Municipal Office Building. A College Station man awaiting a jury trial on breaking into a Bryan home 2 years ago reached a plea agreement with prosecutors. According to a news release from the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, 33-year-old Tyrone Scott was sentenced to 10 years in prison for that burglary, along with a robbery in College Station that also took place in 2015. Scott also had prior convictions for two robberies in Grimes County. a real-life example of the old anti-drunk driving campaign, Friends Don't Let Friends Drive Drunk, took place in College Station Sunday morning. The friend told police, according to the arrest report, that the driver was headed to the Exxon convenience store at Texas and University. The officer found the driver just as she was about to leave the store. After the officer determined the driver failed field sobriety tests, she was arrested and taken to the hospital for a blood sample. 37-year-old Julia Pena of Bryan is out of jail after posting bond on a charge of DWI with two prior convictions. WTAW News time is 8:35. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than on any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/AM for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/AM. That's match.com/AM. Match.com/AM.
Hi, this is Debbie, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Presence Wellness is sponsored by Home Instead Senior Care, where to us, it's personal. Every week on Brazos Wellness, we interview healthcare and medical professionals. Join us this week for the AI Diet. Dr. DeStefano has his new office open, and we're going to speak about wills with Maria Rodriguez. Tune in Sundays at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
836, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Ground Shuttle, let them do the driving. Pretty nice numbers here for the next few days.
Another bright and sunny March day in the forecast. High pressure stays in control. Temperatures are up to about 60 to 65 with all the sunshine today. Overnight, we're going to be clear. We'll be 40 to 45. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine. High somewhere between 65 and 70 tomorrow afternoon. It becomes partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Mostly cloudy day on Friday. Highs anywhere from 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Just to show this is an org, we visit with the mayors on Wednesday. Andrew Nelson here this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Just to show that this is an organic show, I'm just reading this about Ground Shuttle. It makes me think about, you know, being able to get here by air is important. We know that they're going to battle high-speed rail for a while, but do you see that there's any part that can be played, whether it's the cities and the county, the cities, the county, and the Research Valley Partnership, to give some sort of inducements to airlines to bring more planes in here? Because I know that there are certainly cities all over America that say, we'll guarantee you X number of seats sold for you to add a new flight from Dallas or Houston or both. Is that just how you feel about that?
Well, anything that we can do to make things as convenient and flexible as possible are good things to consider. I think that's probably already happening right now. I don't, you know, since we don't own the airport, Bryan College Station is served by Easterwood and Texas A&M University. You know, from time to time, I read in the news, like probably you do, that such negotiations happen. But, you know, we are very blessed to have Houston Intercontinental, Dallas-Fort Worth, Hobby, the Austin-Bergstrom Airport. All of those are major airports where you can drive on a nice country drive for a lot of that period and get direct flights anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Most communities don't have that, but it does make it more of a challenge to grow our local airport because the mathematics and the, you know, the numbers don't always add up when people say, well, compare that to the cost of some gas and some ground shuttle to get to any of these myriad airports that are relatively close regionally. So yes, I would love to see that. I'd love to see more options. I think ground shuttle is doing a great job. Those are those are beautiful vehicles. You know, it's a highly professional service. I think it's every 30 minutes you can be on your way. So you know, can it be better? For sure. And we want to do that. We want to be a part of the solution if we can. Coulter Field is a great airport for, you know, people that have their personal airplanes, you know, fuel. We've got hangars out there. So there are options, but for your day in and day out, weekly commercial business traveler, yeah, sure. I'd love to have every 30 minutes flights to you know, every city in the world.
Sure. Let's go forward now. You know, we're getting the clock is ticking on RELLIS. RELLIS is going to move forward whether Brian's ready for it or not. Those are special challenges, and certainly you've heard from staff. You're going to hear more about that. But end game, where are we with that project as Brian tries to prepare to take advantage of the RELLIS campus?
Well, I think we're ready and excited. Brian has been working with Texas A&M University System. The chancellor's been very visionary about that. Dean Banks, who I speak with frequently, very visionary about what she's doing. You know, TEES, TEKS, and all the different system agencies, the different universities. You know, we're going to have probably more universities in the city of Bryan than almost any city in the country when this gets done.
No, Boston. Boston's got like 10 or 12.
That'll be a great argument to have, won't it? Won't it say Bryan, Texas, and Boston, yeah. and let's go argue that? I'd be happy to lose that argument. The point is, what a delightful vision. It'll be great for the state of Texas. If you know, we just were out there for a groundbreaking. Texas A&M system is moving. They don't. And I always said people didn't elect me to schedule conference rooms. What I love about this chancellor is he didn't either. He wants to get things done, and it's really a pleasure to work in partnership with him. He's hired Kelly Templin, former city manager of College Station, understands the needs of cities, the constraints. So when we work with them, we'll do that. We're already working on the annexation process. You know, the A&M system would like us to do that. So it's not a combative process. It's a process where, you know, they want those things. They want fire police services, and they want that area to grow. So do we. It's a fairly pristine corridor between RELLIS and you're just a few minutes from Bryan and College Station in the university. So we're excited, we're ready, and we'll be partnering with them as we have.
I'm asking this out of ignorance, so I don't know. Is that in BTU service area, or is that?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so a little bit of revenue that'll be coming your way.
Well, sure. I mean, it's you know, we're here to serve our service area, and we've been partnering with Texas A&M System to do that, and we'll continue to do so.
Mayor Andrew Nelson joining us this morning. We had Rant Audio last week. You took a person to task for speaking in a disrespectful way, you thought, to your city council. I don't know that it's not disrespectful for members of council to be looking at their phones when the citizens are talking to them.
Well, unfortunately, you ran the wrong audio.
Okay.
I don't hold it against you, and I don't think you had any malicious attempt, but you got the story completely wrong.
Okay.
The story had nothing to do with cell phones. Okay, if you'll give me a chance, I'll get back to the cell phone issue. But it had nothing to do with cell phones. Every time we have standard agenda items, for a public hearing, there are rules. For here citizens, there are rules. The first warning was not scolding anyone. The first warning is reading the standard information so that there are some people who are first-timers there who don't know the rules. So we give them that standard warning.
Mm-hmm.
The second warning was after a compliment. There had been a compliment to this someone on the council, not an attack. It had nothing to do with cell phones. And that's why if you look at the part that you read from me, it says, mm-hmm. hey, whether it's good or bad, we have a policy.
Right.
I hate to be the Debbie Downer that says, even if it's a compliment, please don't do it. But it's my duty. It's not my job to just ignore things that need to be corrected. I'm presiding over a council. I have a job to do. And sometimes you have to say things that are Debbie Downers to do the job and do your duty. So that's why I thought I was being gracious by saying, hey, you know, we appreciate compliments, but, you know, leave the individual discussions about individual staff or individual council members or any individual out of this agenda item because it's not allowed. That's what it was. It had nothing to do with cell phones. So, You know, it's...
Speaker mentioned cell phones and said city council members were looking at his phones during hearsay.
Well, of course, and you that's why you ran the audio, which had nothing to do with my comment. So mm-hmm. it implied the way you did that. And again, I'm not here attacking. I'm just setting the record straight.
Okay.
The comment I made was related to a compliment and related to individual activities. Saying... you know, and with all due respect, Rafael Pena, you know, you ran that one from council. He should know better. You know, well, if he'd been at enough of the council meetings when he was on council, maybe he would have understood that we have tools on our cell phones and on our iPads like agenda items. And those are things we're supposed to be looking at. And in the modern world, people take notes on their cell phones. And so when you go and you hear people speaking, it's our duty to either write things down. So if there's a pencil and paper, we're not playing tic-tac-toe, guys. We're out there making notes. And when we go and we get on our cell phones, we're using our cell phones. I mean, I can't speak for anyone other than myself, but I can tell you that it's very appropriate in a council meeting to use our agenda items, use documents. They're somewhere on the screen standard. But if we want to go refer to a lot of other things, we use our cell phone. And that's appropriate. So continuing to attack council members for paying attention, showing up on time, and using their technology and tools is, I get it. If they think we're just, texting my mom and asking what the weather's like in Conroe, then, you know, I understand. But that's not what's going on.
Okay. Well, good. That's the reason we do the show like this, so that you have a chance to answer in more than 10-second sound bites, and we get that clarified. So what else is on your agenda right now?
We're just moving forward. It's spring break, so we're not going to do a regular meeting next week for spring break. If we, just like I've always said, if it's Christmas, New Year's, and we have to do a special meeting, we will. But if we do that, it won't be with me around. So I do appreciate our city services helping out with the void that happened in Bryan. We had that bus that sunk several inches, and, mm-hmm. and we were able to get that street back and reopened same day around 9 or 9:30. Yesterday, it was just due to a sewer leak near a manhole, and that created a void underneath the road. So we got that taken care of, and that's working great.
Okay, and for like the 18th time, your brush and bulky guys are outstanding. Those guys are just, they're rock stars.
Everybody at the City of Bryan is outstanding.
I happen to interact with them. I understand what you're saying.
Well, there's 900 employees, and I know not every one of them can be, you know, the best at what they do every single day, but we're truly blessed to have the staff, the senior staff, the leadership at the City of Bryan, and I sure appreciate them. If you give me time, I've got one other announcement. We've got the Blue Bunny Breakfast Picnic Egg Hunt Saturday, March 24th. At the Midtown Park, which is formerly known as the Travis Bryan Municipal Golf Course, 206 West Villa Maria Road. And that's the City of Bryan Police Department, the best police department in the world, and the City of Bryan Parks and Recreation Department. They're outstanding, too. So we're going to have three age groups between, you know, newborns to 9 years old. So at any age, there'll be, you know, three different ones. So mm-hmm. come out and join our police officers. They'll be visiting you, and, you know, bring blankets for a breakfast picnic. Drinks are provided. Everything's free. And life is good here in the City of Bryan.
It is. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Andrew Nelson, Mayor. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.
Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
buck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day in 1901, the Texas legislature proclaimed the famed Texas bluebonnet as the official state flower. In the 1930s, the state began a highway beautification program that included scattering bluebonnet seed beside Texas roadways with the idea of extending the flower's range. Since then, the annual groves of the distinctly beautiful flowers have become an iconic tradition along Texas railroads, prompting many photo opportunities for Texans and tourists alike. In Indian lore, the bluebonnet was said to be a gift from the Great Spirit and has been the subject of countless paintings, photographs, and will be for generations to come. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
When we started Intercon in early 1991, we were well aware that we would be competing with some companies that use unscrupulous techniques to make a quick sale, such as bait and switch, or 40% off if you commit today, or misleading, incomplete quotes. Intercon's practice is to be completely honest and encourage prospective customers to talk to our former customers. We've encouraged customers to get multiple quotes. We are confident and proud of our value proposition for windows, glass, and solar screens. We never want anyone to rush into a decision they will regret in the future. Just remember, warranties are only as good as the people who provide them and are servicing the area when situations arise. This is our home and only marketplace, and we will protect our home turf. You've probably heard the saying, the buck stops here, and that is with me, Brad Beard, president and co-owner of Intercon LLC.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 10 minutes still. Okay, so we've all seen that little error message that pops up after you input the wrong passcode for your smartphone. Now, if you keep getting your passcode wrong, you'll have to wait even longer to try again. It's kind of like the keypads here. If you misdo it, then, you know, you got to wait 30 seconds, whatever. But what happens if you can't get back in? A woman in China found out the hard way when her 2-year-old boy used the incorrect passcode so many times, he locked her iPhone for 48 years.
Oh.
Years.
Yeah.
The iPhone owner reportedly gave her son the phone to watch educational videos. She returned to find it locked for basically half a lifetime. Unfortunately, the Apple support folks at the local store have two options. She can either factory reset her phone.
Yeah.
And I guess
lose all her
everything,
numbers.
Right. Or she can wait for half a century.
Yeah.
There's
probably not going to be doing that.
There's got to be some kid who can hack into that phone and figure that out, I would think. But we'll see. Okay, Rihanna.
Rihanna.
I'm back for Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Just in time. Yeah. Rihanna is about to launch her own lingerie line, apparently.
Ooh, very scandalous.
Yeah. Sure looks like it anyway. Fashionista.com says fashion watchers are going wild over reports of the subscription-based textile fashion group.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. Textile also counts Kate Hudson's
Fabletics.
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 Yeah. Think of like fabulous and athletics merged together.
Fabletics.
Oh. Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Up. Kendall Jenner story.
Okay.
It's been so long.
It has been.
Reportedly hospitalized shortly before the red carpet appearance on Vanity Fair's Oscars party on Sunday night.
Oh.
For reason, a bad reaction to a vitamin IV drip.
Oh. Interesting.
Why the hell doesn't she just take vitamins like everybody else?
Yeah,
right.
Orally.
She just take Flintstone chewables
Chewies.
Or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, she is about the same age as a kid, so it makes sense.
She's like 22 years old, Zach.
It's a kid.
People say the ever-reliable unnamed source as the reality show model checked into Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A. this weekend, being treated for a reaction and then released a short time later.
She looked great at the Vanity Fair
party.
Yeah,
so there. Oh, speaking of that... Kim Kardashian naked again.
Naked.
Ooh. This time with noodles.
Yeah.
Like pool noodles?
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Like,
what do you mean?
Her and Courtney are in Tokyo. She's been posting this stuff on her Instagram.
Isn't that a little racist?
Keeping up with the Kardashians in Japan, people say that Kim and sister Khloe and Courtney.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice the first time I looked at it.
Been Instagramming up a storm.
And she captioned noodles.
Yes.
Like noodles.
Noodles.
What an idiot. I guess I'm going to have to look this up.
It only got 2.5 million
likes. I was
going to
say, right,
so,
exactly.
Idiot.
I was about to Google this on my computer.
Okay,
but
so
probably
now,
won't do
now, they probably won't need you.
No.
So anyway, so all right, I got to do a masterpiece thing here. I got wedding news. Okay.
Oh.
And this one I really, really, really hate to do.
Okay. Oh,
but I'm going to.
Okay.
Inside Edition reports Meghan's wedding gown will cost $400,000.
Jeez.
Really. Quote, I personally prefer wedding dresses that are whimsical and subtly romantic, she told Glamour magazine back in 2016. That's before she started dating Harry and got got tapped into that kind of money.
I cannot wait to see it.
She was giving some hints.
And, oh, I can't wait.
And speaking of that, Harry
Who's making it?
And
did
Meghan
it say?
Did not say.
Okay.
They are letting the little people into their
yes,
wedding.
Yes, they're letting the public in.
What?
Yeah, yes. See?
Chelsea.
Now I know Chelsea.
You still have to like. You still have to be like chosen.
Yeah. 2,640 people from all walks of life for the big day.
They want it to be a variety.
Will they send you a golden ticket?
I don't know.
Like
so
Charlie and the Chocolate
so like
Factory?
Half of them are coming from. Well, and then like I don't know. So many of them are going to be students. Like. School-aged kids.
Oh.
And then half of them are going to come. I don't know. I was kind of reading about up on it the other day.
So we're gonna send Chelsea to London. She'll be angry
I'll find
and embittered.
A way in.
Yeah, okay. She'll stand there across the street from the chapel where all the little school kids are there, and she's going, "That should have been me."
She's going to crash it.
I can't believe they're letting that many in.
I know. That's
a lot.
Because, well, the place holds 800, and they're going to invite 2,400 people.
To, like, stand outside?
That won't be a problem at all.
No.
That will not be a problem at all.
Absolutely.
Chelsea, we need to go. We could be brothers from Vermont who own a maple syrup conglomerate.
We can be brothers?
Yeah.
From Vermont?
Haven't you ever seen Wedding Crashers?
Oh.
Never mind.
I was like,
howdy,
what is that?
John Allen and Rusty here letting you know that if you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Allen Honda.
We dare you to compare our large hand-picked inventory of top-quality pre-owned vehicles.
Every make and model is certified, comes with a free Carfax report, and is backed by our nationwide 12-12 warranty.
We take pride in servicing, detailing, and touching up all used vehicles so you can rest assured they are top quality.
Allen Honda sets the standard in pre-owned. So trust in the blue at Allen Honda Pre-Owned.
Kubota Zel 2501DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 5 minutes till. This is a little disturbing. Workers at a daycare center in Illinois arrested for giving kids melatonin-laced gummy bears.
Oh.
Yeah, and did you see the women? Did you see their mugshots?
No, I didn't. Ooh. No, really
I wouldn't
bad.
Want to take my kids
Why
to
would you
daycare?
Be doing that, right?
Yeah,
they wanted to help the kids have a better nap time,
yeah.
So they drug them up.
Yep, exactly. Can't right. do that. Can't
nope,
do
probably,
that.
Probably better not.
Did okay. we talk about cereal when I was gone?
No.
No, we okay. didn't. Actually, what happened was that was a joke thing. It was not real cereal type
But it
stuff.
Is National Cereal Day.
It is.
You didn't have any, oh, but what you had wasn't like,
Yeah, it was
cool.
like they had talked about extra uses for shredded wheat. You
oh.
can clean the grill on your
oh,
car.
Oh, gotcha. Hey, I like shredded wheat.
Shredded wheat is good. You know, I like shredded wheat and I like Raisin Bran.
Oh, I love Raisin Bran.
I think those two
yeah.
are just, they're great.
Yeah,
I never,
Raisin
I never...
Bran Crunch, Scott. Raisin Bran Crunch. It
no,
comes with little...
See,
granola
I know,
clusters.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it's sweet.
Yeah.
See, the sweetened cereal.
If it's too sweet, you don't like it.
Sweetened cereal is the devil's work.
Oh.
It makes little kids' teeth fall out.
But it's Raisin Bran.
Yeah, I know. That's got to be good for
right,
you, right?
Right, right.
So now, but, all right, now, Zach in East Texas, did y'all eat the box or did you eat, like, real cereal?
No, we didn't have cereal. There's no cereal for sale in East Texas. You pretty much just go out and eat a bran muffin. That's about it. You
and
go
then,
kill your breakfast and then you eat it.
Yeah. Squirrel for breakfast again?
And then some Napoleon ice cream for
yeah,
dessert.
Some Napoleon ice cream. Not Neapolitan, some Napoleon ice
awesome,
cream.
Awesome.
But yeah, I mean, I like Cheerios. I like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut? Yeah,
yeah,
those are good.
I roll.
They do. But again, and now they've got chocolate. Look. Chocolate flavored cereal.
Yeah,
just
I don't go that
work.
Far. I don't
oh,
go that
no,
far.
I do.
No.
Oh, have you ever never? You've never had Cocoa Pebbles?
I have.
Oh,
yeah.
Cocoa Pebbles.
My kids would try these things.
My dad was a
chocolate.
Pebbles fan.
Yeah,
Cocoa, I didn't like
Cocoa Pebbles is chocolate Rice Krispies, and they're amazing.
Do you like Fruity Pebbles?
No, not as much as
okay.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Okay.
Just cereal supposed to be like.
And then after you eat all of it, you got chocolate milk.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So. Did your grandma have a favorite recipe that you liked?
Sure.
Okay. Well, chances are that she actually got it out of a cookbook.
Nope.
Yeah.
The website, Atlas Obscura, recently ran an informal survey where they asked people if they had ever found out that an old secret family recipe really was just plagiarized from a cookbook.
Granny's lying.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got it from her cousin Nestle Tollhauser.
Or doing just the Betty Crocker thing there in the kitchen where nobody can see.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Majority of the people said yes, they had found out that a secret family recipe was not original at all.
Hey, if it's good, I don't care.
I understand the most common recipes that people plagiarized are desserts.
Yeah.
Okay, you could expect that. You know, side dishes and rolls and bread and sauces and soup, too, but, man, that's what it was.
Grandma's, you know, secret chocolate cake or whatever.
I don't know what mine puts in her chocolate chip cookies, but they're amazing.
All right, so apparently we have a list of 29 Oreo flavors.
Oh,
and they ranked them. Thrillist has ranked them best to worst.
Okay.
Here are the worst ones.
Okay.
The worst Oreo flavors would be chocolate cream. Oh. Mystery Oreos, which we got.
Yeah, I didn't like those. They were gross.
Mega Stuff with regular chocolate cookies.
What?
Mega Stuff with golden cookies.
Ugh.
And then chocolate cream Oreo Thins. I would think the Oreo
Thins
thing is good.
The chocolate cream isn't bad either.
Yeah, and being a thin. All right.
These are just icing haters.
Supposedly, these are the best, according to Thrillist. Number 5 is peanut butter.
Yeah, that's good.
Number 4 is golden birthday cake.
Ooh. Oh.
Number, I don't know that.
I haven't had either one of those.
Number 3 is velvet, red velvet.
Red velvet.
Number 2, Oreo Minis. You can just drop them in.
That's a regular Oreo. It's just tiny.
And number 1, cinnamon bun, which I have not even seen.
I haven't either.
No.
All right, we're back tomorrow.
Hey, we'll get you prepared for daylight savings tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep, we will. WTAW College Station, Brian.